It's time now for your letters.
Domino's Pizza!
When Domino's Pizza in the Netherlands switched from old-fashioned noisy scooters to electric ones, it worried about pedestrians not hearing them approach, and so they came up with this, a recording of a man pretending to be an engine. Yes, from the country that gave us wooden shoes, fingers in dikes, silver skates, windmills, and Gouda cheese, as we told you yesterday, comes the perfect solution to a potential threat. Well, Con Jaeger of Anchorage, Alaska, was amused by our story, but not by our characterization of Dutch culture. Jaeger writes this, I was disappointed in ATC perpetuating the myth about that annoying silver skates and fingers in the dike story as being Dutch. As a native Dutchman, 23 years in the U.S., I can tell you that nobody in Holland has ever heard of that Hans Brinker character and this story. It is by an American author. Wooden shoes, sure. Tulips, okay. Edam, Gouda, yada, yada, yada. But please, stop with the silver skates already. Switch to world champion and Olympic speed skaters, and we'll call it even. Our apologies. What we meant to say was, from the country that gave us wooden shoes, windmills, Gouda cheese, and a plethora of world champion and Olympic speed skaters. Also yesterday, we heard from 17-year-old Mara Pozek. She's a high school student in Reed Spring, Missouri, and she fashioned her prom dress out of cardboard.
Well, the previous 2 years, I had made a dress out of Doritos bags and Pop Tabs, and I had to top myself somehow.
Ms. Pozek told my co-host Melissa Block how she managed to sit in such stiff attire.
It took a lot of, I'm going to sit now, and you're going to do what I told you to.
The dress.
Yes.
And it behaved?
Surprisingly.
Well, her story got many of you writing, both emails and posting online. Bruce Gowan of Belmont, North Carolina writes, clever, intelligent, and lovely. The dress, too. This from Maggie Cook of Berkeley, California. Calling all fashion houses, get your smarts on and sponsor this young shining light. And lastly, Cheryl Cox of Tallahassee writes, I see a bubble wrap wedding gown in her distant future. Please keep your letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.